Yo, we back with One Piece, chapter 978. Am I right?
Yes,
I think I'm right. I'm not gonna check. You see what happens when you believe in yourself? Naruto taught me that. Believe in yourself and you could do anything, including guess the chapter right without looking.
Yes.
Let's go, yes. Baby. It's the Okage, the village chief, and the leads, the commander of the scout regiment, the king of the pirates, the commissioner of CCG, the principal of the Hero Academy, the captain commander of the Gotia 13, general of the Red Army, Kakashi Hatake, Jiraiya Sensei, Ben Smoke Sanji. Husband Evren Giku, Odin Sama, Black Picasso, Nathaniel Jackson, Enoch's here,
yes,
manga
sir.
Reviews. Actually, Enoch is fresh off of reading the chapter.
Call me Samurai, by the way. I'm going to go by Samurai. So what's up? Yeah, I'm fresh off reading this, man.
In the land of the Samurai.
Land of the Samurai. Toby Ropo looking clean.
Toby Ropo looks clean. Yeah, there's some great art coming into Onigashima.
Oh, the Onigashima set.
I've been looking at the quality of shit. Oh yeah, this is our first look at Onigashima.
Yeah.
Bro, do you have the chapter open?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
You're looking at the Onigashima spread?
Mm-hmm.
Son, I didn't realize until I looked at it a few more times. Do you see the ships down there?
Yeah, the ships coming in.
Son, I didn't realize how big all this shit was until I saw these ships. These are the ships that are already coming in. This shit is huge.
They were talking about his castle's in the back, and I was like, it doesn't look that big. What do you mean the back? And then, yeah, you look at the ships, and you're like, oh.
Oh, this is a lot.
Yeah, that skull is humongous.
I didn't think the way they were talking about Onigashima and the way that they saw, we saw a few cutaways of Kaido just, chilling in a stone throne in the middle of, some random cave. I thought the shit was going to be, a wasteland or nothing. But this shit is done up. This shit's like a flower capital, pretty much.
It's super nice.
It's super nice.
Take away the skull, and this would be, I would want to come here.
A festive-ass place. This shit would be all upbeat. For a big-ass skull in the background. You see this giant-ass sword, too?
Yeah, that shit's huge.
Son.
I wonder if someone's gonna use that.
Hey, you know who could? I got two ideas of some niggas that could, and this could get real muddy.
Okay.
First is if we do get the Straw Hat Fleet coming through, we can get Haruden, our giant guy that we got from Dressrosa, might be big enough to wield that sword. And also, we have our main co-protagonist of this arc, Eustace the Kid.
Eustace Kid?
Son. That shit we use with his Delver fruit?
Oh, he can just, yeah.
Because he mostly uses weapons and stuff like that. That shit could be hard.
Okay. I'd like to see him use that. He needs a moment.
I think I can still see Haruden picking that shit up and taking care of some numbers, too.
Yeah, that would be hard.
Either way, whatever's going to happen is going to be hard with this.
Yeah, as long as Eustace gets his moment.
Eustace is definitely going to get his moment. I don't know what it's going to be, but Eustace is definitely going to get his moment out of this. Eustace. I've never said Eustace so many times before. Kid. Kid is definitely going to get his moment. Eustace. That's all, I feel like his mom or something. Eustace.
His government name.
Son, this nigga's name is Monkey.
Monkey.
Oh, I guess this is a surname. I forget that these Japanese niggas do backwards.
Oh,
so, Eustace's mom would be, Eustace D. Carroll or some shit.
Eustace D. Carroll. That's a first name. I don't care.
No bullshit. Monkey.
Monkey D. Luffy. I love how his dad abandoned him.
Son. Monkey D. Dragon is funny, too.
Monkey D. Dragon. When's he gonna pop up? Ever? Never. Probably never.
Son, who knows when he's gonna get back in.
But the last battle or something.
I think it's gonna end up being a surprise antagonist at some point, actually. Actually, you know what I think? This has nothing to do with this chapter. You know what I think is gonna happen? This is gonna be crazy. Is we know from the glimpse of the Reverie arc that we saw that they had a surprise visitor in Shanks, and Shanks actually has a relationship with the Gorosei and the powers that be in the Navy, or in the whatever's above the Navy, the world government. Now, I don't know what their relationship is. They might not be compadres or anything like that, but we know that Dragon and the revolutionaries are directly against the world government and the Navy and the world nobles and all that whole deal. So what if Dragon's introduction to the story, and as far as Luffy's personal journey goes, comes in with the dragon being the one that kills Shanks? And then Luffy has to deal with whatever's going on with it. Because Shanks is the one that got Luffy into piracy in the first place. Shanks gave him the Straw Hat, and Dragon is his dad, who he didn't really know, but it's his dad.
I would say, I hope that doesn't happen. Just because Luffy has no relationship with his dad, so it wouldn't really be a big deal for him to fight him.
I think that's what leaves the door open for it to happen, because we don't have any characterization of Dragon yet.
Okay, it could. I think Shanks hates, but yeah, okay, that's...
You think Shanks has... I mean, we don't know what's going on with Shanks in the government.
Yeah.
We have no idea.
And wait to find out. But yeah, back to the chapter.
We're all the way back in Wano still. We still have 8 years worth to deal with any of that shit.
Yes.
Knowing anything. So we got, we have to amend what we're talking about in the last chapter review. I forgot that we did get a verbal introduction to the Toby-Ropa before.
The what?
We learned about the Toby-Ropa before. We just knew they existed because I forgot they talked about them when they said it to two people from Toby-Ropa to go deal with Zoro and Sanji after Yasui's death, and then Page One and Drake showed up.
That's
when Sanji fought Page One and everything, and Drake was there and they got out. But I forgot to talk about the Toby-Ropa then. We're just meeting the rest of them right now.
Did we see Sanji fight Page One?
We saw
the off screen.
It's off screen in the manga, and they showed it in the anime. And apparently, it's hard in the anime, but I didn't go back and see it. Apparently, the anime shit is hard. Let me see Reizu Sanji really go against Page One.
Damn, okay.
It didn't end, like, he landed a few, like, really solid hits on Page One and then dipped because the goal was to escape. Apparently, it was done really, really well in the anime.
So, I wonder what Page One's devil fruit is.
Oh, we saw Page One's devil fruit. Yeah, they showed it in the manga. He is a Spinosaurus.
Oh, okay. Dinosaur.
This is the first time we saw him not in devil fruit form, actually. Because when he showed up first, he was in the hybrid form. And then he transformed into his full Spinosaurus form to fight Sanji. And he still had that hair coming down as a full dinosaur.
Okay, so they have shown these guys before.
No, they only shown Page One. They've only shown Page One and Drake, obviously.
But they've introduced Toby-Ropa before.
As an idea, yeah. The Toby-Ropa. The Toby-Ropa. Son, you said it first. Oda didn't miss with these designs. I fuck with them.
Nah, you didn't miss. Not one. I don't know. Who's your favorite?
My favorite? Going into it, I was thinking, son, this fucking-ass bitch in the back, Black Maria.
Yeah. That's a big bitch.
Actually, I was looking at this some more, too, and I was thinking, son, first, yeah, she's big as shit. She's big as shit. What do you think she is?
Big mom type. She doesn't look big enough to be a giant.
That's what I was thinking too.
Whatever big is big, big mom's a giant.
No, big mom's human. Big mom's just a big ass human. That's the thing about One Piece. Like they emphasize like the difference of in like races to explain like huge differences in the body types and shit like that. But like you also have people like Katakuri who's 28 feet tall and big mom is huge, but she's a human. And I think the admiral is supposed to be like the average of like 32 feet tall or some shit like that. But so who knows? But I think I was looking a little bit more at this last panel and I realized like Black Maria in the back who's not sitting in the same frame as the rest of them, she's wet, so she might what? And she Ooh. Might she's wet, so she might end up being a half mermaid or even a full mermaid and a huge one like Shirahoshi.
That's not sweat.
I don't think so. I mean the rest aren't sweating.
I don't think that's sweat.
The rest are
yeah,
sweating.
Yeah, so she might. Well, who's sweating like a little Shirahoshi? Bit so is Sasaki sweating a little bit. Drake sweating a little bit. Yeah, if you look like super close.
Yeah, Drake's but I think it's more deliberate to show that there's huge droplets coming from Black Maria.
That would match though.
And they wouldn't be like active anytime recently.
Yeah, that would match with her size and everything that she could be like. Yeah, like the mermaid.
Yeah, I fuck with Sasaki too. Sasaki looks kind of hard. Actually, they all look kind of. They all look hard.
I can't even pick.
Characterization wise though, I fuck with Ulti. That's my girl.
Ulti's wife.
I have a feeling that Ulti's gonna be one of my favorites.
Bro, yeah, she looks amazing.
She came up with a jump. It's like, it's kind of dumb. Yeah. This nigga stupid or something? I got places to be. The rest of them look at yo. You're talking about Kaido, the number one right now. I fuck with it.
She's a beast. She's a beast. I know. Her design is amazing.
I think they're saying that Ulti and Page One are siblings, and Ulti is Page One's big sister.
Yeah, okay. Stop it, sis.
Yeah. Page One might end up being the weakest out of them. Just because
you think so? Just because he's fought before, basically.
Not just how he's fought before, but just the way that people go around, the way that the rest of them talk about Page, specifically Ulti, I think. And I mean, as far as One Piece goes and power scaling, people get into like the smallest shit to be able to power scale people. So like Petrel's a huge part of it, and it's the fact that he looks kind of more docile than the rest of them, and looks like, I mean, he looks like he's a good amount younger than the rest of them too in his regular form. Like it seems as if Ulti's with the rest of them and Page One's is Ulti's little brother.
Because when him and Sanji fought, what was the outcome of that fight?
I mean, Page One didn't get anything in. Sanji came in with the Ray suit and got like three big hits in and dipped. So the fight wasn't finished, okay. But Sanji overwhelmed during the part that it did happen.
So that's an indicator right there.
Yeah, but we don't know how strong the rest of them are. For all we know, they all can be bigger than Sanji, including Drake. We don't know how strong any of them are. Even though I don't think Drake is weaker than Sanji, but...
No, I don't. He's a captain, so he can't be weaker than Sanji.
I mean, who knows? We don't know. That's what I hate getting into conversations like this with people on Twitter, son. Because they, like I said before, and like I just did before, niggas get into the smallest shit to power scale people that they've never seen fight before. Mm. Like, in the day, we never seen them fight before.
Yeah, that's true.
I see a lot of people debate King versus Katakuri, and like, debate like passionately. Like, no, you're stupid, so Sun King is definitely strong in the category. I'm like, yo, you have not seen King fight anybody. Like, as far as we know, all of Big Mom's Suit Commanders could be stronger than Kaido's whole crew. Like, yeah. All far we know, Cracker can be stronger than King, too. And Smoothie. And Snack.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, these Beast Pirates have not really had an amazing showing to me.
I mean, I don't think they had an amazing chance yet. Don't think all we've seen was Kaido just fuck up Luffy. Kaido fuck up Kid. Kaido fuck up Killer. Kaido fuck up. Who else lost there? I forgot who lost when they dropped down. Big Mom fuck up Queen.
Yeah.
That's about it. Well, except for like the headliners all lose to Luffy. But we expect that.
Yeah. They were talking about Big Mom's crew in this chapter, right?
Yeah, so Big Mom's crew is on Onigashima when Queen went through the roll call. And she didn't talk about Big Mom's children. I'm assuming it's the children that we saw before and the rest of Big Mom's crew didn't come over too, because that wouldn't be smart, because then Big Mom's island would be completely empty. So I'm assuming like Daifuku and Parasparrow and Mont Blanc and Smoothie and everybody's on Onigashima too.
Okay, so they got some strong people. Some of the stronger ones, yeah.
Everybody's here. Everybody's here, son. We're in the belly of the beast. My man, Queen, is a character, son. I fuck with Queen.
He's not even that strong, but he's fucking hilarious.
Oh, wait, why do you think Queen is strong?
Oh, didn't Luffy clown him?
No, Luffy didn't fight him.
Or no.
Luffy threw one punch at him, and Queen just caught it and threw it away like it was nothing.
No, didn't, because, hold on. When he was in the prison.
Yeah.
And he was like, if you survive this, I'll let you go or something like that, right?
Yeah.
And so he was just like whooping Luffy's ass.
Oh, no, he didn't fight Luffy. He threw other people into Luffy. Like, he had so the crewmates there.
Oh, he
just jumping in.
Never fighting fought Luffy.
No, he sat back and watched the whole time.
Okay, never mind then. For some reason,
he had Luffy fight like hundreds of people, and Luffy just used that as training.
Yeah.
He had Luffy and, what's his name? The old mob boss fight hundreds of people, and if they fell the ring, then the callers would decapitate him and shit. And then Big Mom showed up with her amnesia and fucked Queen up for some Oshiro.
Okay, that's who fucked Queen up. Okay.
Yeah, it's Big Mom though.
Gotcha.
Big Mom's fucking anybody in the entire world up other than like three people.
Of course.
Or I guess okay. Like six people, seven people. I do think, I've been contradicting myself the whole entire time. I do think it seems like, as a whole, Kaido's commanders seem a lot more solid than the lower half of Big Mom's. I think Katakuri would probably be around King's level, just off portrayal, but it seems like Queen might be not that far off. It seemed like for the Big Mom pirates, that her, the sweet commander position was something that could rotate between, like, a lot of her top children, because, like, as soon as Snack lost one, she was like, alright, Snack, you're out, and it seems like Oven and Daifuku could come up and be sweet commanders whenever they want to. And maybe Parasparrow too. Whereas it seems like there's a few people that can come up and take that spot and lose it, and someone else can just take it too. Whereas on Kaido's crew, like, it seems like there's nobody anywhere near King, Queen, and Jack.
Right, they're very definitive, like, tiers.
Yeah, it seems like they're very definitive calamities. I also take that to say that means Big Mom's crew is more rounded, which I do think. Big Mom's crew is overall, I think, way better, even though Kaido might have the stronger people.
Having different devil fruits helps, too. I feel like that helps a lot, just, like, strategically.
And Big Mom's side or Kaido's side?
On Big Mom's side, because
Kaido's
are just like beasts.
It's animals.
Beast fruits, which are, yeah, it's just like power, mostly.
Yeah,
whereas
pretty much.
Big Mom has a lot of, like the mirror lady.
Yeah, son.
She was going crazy.
And Mountain Block, the book dude. His shit was kind of OD.
Freaking,
And Oven. Daifuku. All Katakuri.
Yeah, like they... The utility.
Cracker. Son, Cracker was OD cracker. With his shit.
That was funny. I thought it was a joke, but like, nah, that's actually pretty strong. A pretty
Wait,
strong devil fruit. Crackers.
People don't even know what the real Cracker even looked like, because, shit, you didn't even see him. He was a whole different dude. I mean, Luffy wouldn't have beat Cracker if it wasn't for Nami, just because it was OD devil fruit.
Okay, so the strategy they were talking about, so who's going to the back? Because it looked like everyone came through the front of Onigashima.
It did look like that, didn't it? Because I thought only Kid and Luffy were supposed to go in through the front. Law's definitely going through the back. Law and the Skybirds that came with Law, but it looked like Kinemon didn't go with the rest of the Skybirds. Actually, you know what? No, I think we're still right. So Luffy and Kid went in through the front, and it looks like also Denjiro and Denjiro's army came in through the front also.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see that submarine.
The submarine left with the Skybirds around the side or around the back, but also I think the Minx and the Samurai also flanked through the other side. I have to go back and see Law's plan again, but I'm pretty sure they did it the way they said they're going to. Kinemon had an actual bona fide big brain moment in this chapter rather than faking it in the last two chapters.
Yeah, he had to make it up. That was actually really cool. I really like that a lot.
It really worked too, because even looking at the Straw Hat panel, I almost didn't recognize Zoro and Nami because they blend in so much with just regular Kaido fodder and Luffy actually.
Yeah, Nami got that BDS.
Son, Nami's titties got the biggest growth in the time skip. Has to go to Nami's titties, son. I know Luffy learned how hockey works. I know Sanji learned how to walk on air. This nigga Zoro lost the eye and got gorilla arms and shit. But son, Nami's titties fucking great, son.
Just went from D to
them shits, I.
D. Yeah, they're fuck goddamn. I'm glad Oda has his priorities.
I'm glad Oda has priorities.
Thank you, Oda. Yeah, she looks great. The outfits are great. I love all the outfits.
I do want to see them go back to the original like one office to give too, because I want to see them fight with the samurai gear and everything, because it looked hard in that too, especially Brook and Zoro.
Oh, they definitely will, just because he said that. What is
it? If you take it off once, yeah. If you take anything off, the whole thing goes. I think this is only for like the initial sneaking in, which I think will work too, because again, Kaido's forces have way more like fodder than Big Mom's does. Like Big Mom's, each person has so much individuality that like I'm pretty sure they all know each individual person on their crew, whereas Kaido's like. These niggas don't know each other, so.
Yeah, you was talking about the waiters, the pleasures, the gifters, the headliners, aka Scrubs 1, Scrubs 2, Scrubs 3, Scrubs 4.
You stop being Scrubs when, like, you're a headliner. Actually, even then, that's just, the headliner just means, like, they might graduate from Scrub.
I don't even know. I feel like, yeah, all the beast parts we've seen have just gotten washed by Luke and the gang, or most of, like, the elephant dude. Remember him?
The elephant dude, was he was a headliner, right?
I thought he was, because he was in charge of
He was in charge of Udon. Yeah. He had to be a headliner.
He got washed, like no competition.
That's Luffy though.
Yeah.
We know Luffy's up there with commanders.
His crew's just about as, or at least the top three, just about as strong as him. So, and that's not counting Samurai and then Eustace and then Law's crew, top people in their crew. Gotta call him Eustace from now on.
I'm with that. Eustace. Yeah. Eustace is funny, son.
That's why he's such a hard ass, because his name's Eustace. Like,
you gotta be hard when you're Eustace.
Gotta be.
Otherwise, you get no respect on this land. Especially in a new world? What?
Nah.
You can't come in a new world with a name like that. You gotta be kid. 2Ds.
Kid with 2Ds.
2Ds. So I think, son, I'm excited for Onigashima. Back to what I think is gonna happen in the next few chapters. So I think Toby Ropo is gonna end up being one-on-one matchups for some Straw Hats.
For sure.
I think so, for sure.
That's what I was thinking.
Especially the way they have it laid out. Like, son, they got two women in there.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah,
you don't see that that often.
Yeah, that is a really good point, actually.
Bro, what I think could be really cool, what happened is Onigashima, it's way less open than I thought. I thought Onigashima was going to be this huge open wasteland because of the way they depicted it this entire time. But it's not that different than Wano's, like they have buildings and stuff like that, but it's still, it's an all-out war. So we're probably not going to get individual, like this person have their own room to fight, this person's own room to fight, like for example, Enies Lobby. Whereas Enies Lobby, you know, we had two groups fighting each other, but you had individual rooms for each fight and shit like that. So we might get the whole Nami versus Ulti, Sanji versus Page One, and Frankie versus Who's Who, and Robin versus Black Maria, and Jinbei versus Sasuke. But we might get all those fights happening with one-on-one fights, but all in like in the same place, whereas like you getting shit happening right next to something else and through something else. I think that shit has a lot of potential to be really fucking hard. So it's like pretty much like a 6-on-6, but 1-on-1 for each one.
Especially since Page One has to fight Sanji. So yeah,
I they gotta run that bet.
That the Straw Hats are probably gonna be taking these guys on.
So what do you think? What do you think about the rest of Toby Ropo's? Is more on speculation time for this pod. What do you think is gonna end up with this Toby Ropo's Devil Fruit powers?
Ooh. Well, Page One's he's a dinosaur.
Page One's a Spinosaurus, something like that, Spinosaurus.
Drake is, what is Drake? Tyrannosaurus?
Drake's a, or not. It's something different, but pretty much Tyrannosaurus.
And then, based off what they look like, I don't know. I can't even guess. What do you think?
I saw a few things when I looked into people looking up their names.
Yeah, the name.
Sasuke, apparently, when you Google Sasuke, it's short for, hold up, I can't find what the full thing is, but it's supposed to be like here it is, Sasuke Hitomi, it's supposed to be a giant purple butterfly.
Okay, I get, okay, so what do you
think? And people are saying that they think Black Maria might end up being a Black Widow.
Oh, so we not even going dinosaurs.
We're not sure. I think it'd be too much to have all, I think it might be a waste, actually, to have all six of them be dinosaurs.
Yeah, it would take away from their designs, I feel like.
Yeah, take away from their individuality, I would think. So I think Black Maria could either be a Black Widow, or maybe like a huge snake or something. I saw a lot of people saying a huge snake. And if they were all dinosaurs, I would think Sasuke might also be a Triceratops or something, just based off of like his horn shape and shit.
Right, yeah, I can see that. He looks like one. Honestly, who's who? Are there any theories for who's who?
As far as who is?
Yeah, who's who?
Who's who? I would love to know who is. So back last chapter when, you know, the conversation was, who the fuck is Kaido's son? People were talking about, and actually, are you on Viz right now?
Yes.
So if you're on Viz, I'm not signed in. We can go back to chapter 675, I think. It's in the middle of Punk Hazard. And when they go through the underground brokers, this is when Caesar is showing off the smiley to underground brokers, and you see a bunch of like shadowed rooms with them in it. There's one frame, and all the underground brokers are part of Kaido's forces too, because, you know, Joker was one of them, right. And Joker is Doflamingo. And in one of them, you saw a guy with horns and what looked like the same like puffy jacket that Kaido used to wear in the Odin flashback. You see what I'm talking about?
What page is it?
I think it's chapter 675, and it's page, let me find it.
Oh, I see it. Found him.
Found him?
Yeah, the guy, one guy, yep, smoking, yep. One guy with
page 12.
Guy with a hat, guy with a big ass coat. Yeah.
So people were saying that might be Kaido's son because the horns and the jacket and everything, but now it's pretty clear that is who's who. That's everybody's saying.
Yeah,
now.
Okay. Yeah, I could definitely see it. Yeah, just change the jacket.
It all makes sense.
Up a little bit, but yeah.
Well, no, the thing is, that's not actually his jacket. That's his hair.
Oh, that makes a lot more sense. Yeah.
The talk was that's his jacket because we're trying to find out who Kaido's son is, and, you know, Kaido wore that jacket. It might be the same jacket too.
But yeah, that would be his hat and his hair. Oh, so that's who's. Are these? Do we know who these other? Are any of these other guys? Are they relevant at all?
No, I think this is the first time. I mean, it's definitely the first time we've seen most all of them, except for obviously Drake, our little traitor, and page one, Funky.
Oh yeah, and so yeah, Queen's fodder because who said he's gonna kill him?
Yes, that's why. I think this nigga's just annoyed with him.
That's my headcanon.
Queen's fodder because who said he's gonna kill him?
That's my headcanon.
Oh, we saw, you know what I saw on Twitter? If it started a thread last chapter when the talk was who is Kaido's son, and a lot of niggas on Twitter kept saying that Jin from Baratie, you remember who it is? Of course, you shouldn't remember who this is, by the way. So in the Baratie arc, when we first met Sanji, you remember the arc began with a pirate washing up on Baratie. and asking for food and trying to threaten the cooks for food and shit like that, and Sanji fed him anyway, and then he was like, yo, don't feed him, he's a pirate. And Sanji's like, nah, don't let anybody go hungry, nobody, and that's my Nindo, and he fed him and all that, and niggas kept saying, yo, that's Kaido's son. And that was the thing that started, and now niggas are trying to say that who's who is Jin from the Baratie arc. Who used those fucking maces, like the mace nightstick shits.
Oh my god. No. Oh my god, dude. That would be too funny.
Oh, I forgot. The hardest part of the chapter is we're going back to a man, Kinemon. Kinemon's hard, son. He probably had the hardest line so far.
Which one?
Son.
Oh, the ships?
The ships.
Yeah.
They turn around and say, yo, what's going on with the ships? All of them sunk. Kinemon said, we sink them before we go. On this mission, we need no return ships. And it was like, what? Their straw hats are like, son, what? What if we gotta leave? It's like we're fighting Kaido. Right. It's the emperor. The, like, highest bounty alive right now is Kaido. And his entire crew is here. And this nigga said, nope, they will win or die. And I was like, oh, son, Kinemon. That's hard. That's some real samurai shit. That's some real samurai shit for you to say, Kinemon.
I believe him too, man. I'm excited to see him fight. Actually excited to see him fight.
So he got something to prove, just like how Braun has something to prove this season with the death of Kobe on his back. Kinemon has the death of Odin on his back, son. I forgot. Kinemon has the most pressure on him, actually. Kinemon's way more pressure on him than any of these pirates do.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is not really the pirates' fight.
Luffy can fuck up this party and then dip and just laugh about it the same way he just did with Big Mom. Like, failure is an option for Luffy.
Yeah.
Failure is not an option for Kinemon.
No, not at all. I mean, it's either you fight or you die. Like, at the end of the day, because they're fighting to control, like, for the government, really.
For the country.
It's a coup.
For, like, the entire country.
Yeah. So, yeah, at the end of the day, I mean, so I think, I mean, it's going to focus around. That's what I've been really, really wondering who the scabbers are going to be matched up with, because I feel like at the end of the day, like you were saying, it really is about their journey. You know what I mean?
About the scabbard's journey?
Yeah, the scabbard. The scabbards and Momoshiki, whatever his name is.
Momonosuke. Yo, you said his name differently every episode.
It's Momo something, man.
Momo. He says Momo. They call him Momo.
Yeah, I'm gonna just call him Momo for now.
I like that we're constantly reminded that, like, Luffy's always gonna be, especially when it's not like a rescue arc, like the like Enies Lobby or Marineford or like all of Impel Down and stuff like that, where like, all right, we have to do this because of something that's on the line. Like, even like Dressrosa, it's not about saving any of his pirate crew or anybody that he cares about to that level, but he still has to save a city. I mean, yeah. I know he still got to save Wano, but it's not like a direct threat to one. Like, I'm Dressrosa, like, he had slaves that people didn't know. It's just like their family members were working underneath, and he had the birdcage from the city, and there's still so much online for Luffy to, like, for Luffy to say, like, yo, I gotta take this shit seriously. But, like, this is still, like a fun adventure for Luffy.
Yeah.
It's a determined adventure for a kid, and it's a mission for Law, but it's a whole different thing for Kinemon and the Scabbers, and it's just these four separate beings, or I guess six separate beings if you count, the Wano with the Scabbers, so these four separate beings coming together for a common goal. I like that they keep the tone of each of them separate.
Mm-hmm.
Or Kinemon, like, you were, like, just above it, you have Luffy, but, like, being Luffy's goofy self, but then Kinemon's like, nah, this is serious business for us. And then you have Kid just enjoying being a fuck-up. Not fuck-up as far as, like, I fuck everything up, but, like, a fuck-up is, like, I come in and fuck everything up.
Yeah. So it's like, it's really interesting, like, Oda's tackling, like, the same thing from, he's using them to tackle, basically, like, oppression. Like, how do you face oppression and shit like that? Because Luffy's been, obviously, he's been in jail. Kid, obviously, what happened with Killer, right?
Possibly his whole crew.
Yeah, possibly his whole crew. We don't know yet. Law with his crew.
And also everything that happened to Luffy happened to Kid, too.
Yeah, and then, obviously, twice. The Red Scabbard, we know what happened with them.
Force Evolve.
I love how he took that angle, but did it four completely separate ways to where you don't feel like it's the same thing across four different people. It's completely different perspective across these four different characters.
I completely forgot, like what you said, that Killer has, Kid does have that extra motivation for this too. Kid has something else that he has to get. He has to get a solution to what happened to Killer and possibly the rest of his crew. I completely forgot about that too. So the motivations are all over the place for these four different groups.
Oda, I know I say this every time, but Oda's a master storyteller.
He really is. And in addition to that, there's still more motivation. I forgot, Law still has secrets.
You got secrets?
Yes, Law has secret motivation for all of this. Remember back when Law got arrested, and Law actually cut a deal with Drake, and Law's the only one that knows that Drake is a double agent for S.W.O.R.D. And Law told Drake and the rest of his crew to not tell the Straw Hats anything about what just happened.
Yeah.
Law told his crew to tell him that. Law knew coming in that Drake was a part of S.W.O.R.D. and S.W.O.R.D. was in Wano. Law still has extra motivation to all the shit that nobody knows. Which makes sense because this all seems like, I mean, we understand. This whole idea for the Emperor Saga was Law's idea. The Big Mom and Whole Cake Island was a sidetrack from Law's original plan, but the whole, all of Dressrosa was a plan from Law. And Dressrosa makes sense from Law's perspective because Law's past with Doflamingo, obviously. He needed retribution for that. But even back before then, Law was like, no, the main goal is Kaido, and we're only going to use Doflamingo to get to Kaido. But Law didn't give any, like, real insight to his motivation to why Kaido specifically, other than, like, you know, he has his personal business with Doflamingo. But Law had put way too much in this for the only motivation to be recognition.
Yeah.
Law's been conniving the whole time. Law was in Punk Hazard before Luffy was ever even a part of any of this.
Yeah. So what? Damn, that's actually crazy.
He put a lot into this. A lot.
Yeah, and I think this arc specifically is gonna lay out a lot of the end game in terms of who's gonna go where. Just because Kaido has been built up in the story. It's this, like, big figure. Like, Big Mom has been too, kind of, but Kaido's really the one that we've been, like, for years and years now. Like, we were talking about Law. Okay, well, basically, the end of this arc, I think, is gonna lay out a lot. What are the young pirates' names? The All-Stars, whatever? The rookies?
Oh, the Supernovas. The
Supernovas is gonna lay out a lot of their paths. Like, where, what exactly.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Who's gonna be versus who? Who's gonna be with who? Because right now they're all kind of together, but we all know eventually they're gonna fall out because they're rivals. So I think that's gonna happen after this.
Now we know Emperor's actually gonna go down. So yeah, their place in the world is gonna change drastically. Like, originally, coming out of Sabaody, it wasn't the Supernovas. It was the Worst Generation, which is the same people except Blackbeard was a part of them. And then Marineford happened, and Whitebeard died, and Blackbeard took Whitebeard's Devil Fruit. and then took down the rest of Whitebeard's crew individually. So now like Blackbeard is nowhere near the supernovas. Blackbeard's an emperor now. So like he jumped so far in just a few chapters, honestly. That is a few chapters he went from supernova to an emperor. From taking down an emperor, from taking down the emperor, which was Whitebeard, and now the emperor is Kaido. So yeah, we're gonna see the supernova group probably like really break up, and it's interesting that so many of them are here. It's real interesting because we have what, how many supernovas? Oh, almost all of them are actually here. But against Kaido, we have Zoro, we have Luffy, we have Killer, we have Kid, Law. We have, eventually, we're going to have Drake, because we know Drake is actually a double agent. Oh, we also still don't know where Hawkins is, because last we saw Hawkins was when Law chopped his ass in half, when Drake helped him escape. And Hawkins is still liable to switch. Hawkins is all about whatever the odds are with. Hawkins goes wherever the chances are, so he'll switch or do whatever it means for him to survive. So we have Hawkins there, and we have Apu on Kaido's side for sure. So we have a lot of supernovas there during the pivotal time for shit to switch up, but we don't know who else is going to show up. I still think everybody in this entire series and everybody reading this entire series is very, 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 very sleeping on where Zoro's real strength is right now. Because post time skip, Zoro hasn't had anywhere near a challenging fight yet. So we have no idea. We're just assuming his relative strength to everybody else. I think Zoro's a lot stronger than everybody thinks he is right now. He still has to open that eye. We have no idea what's going on with that eye. We have no idea the true extent of what he learned with Mihawk. He ran through, Horty Jones in the water. He ran through an arc's prime antagonist in the water as like the strongest party you can ever be. Ran through him easily. He ran through Monet, who beat Luffy, by the way. Monet beat Luffy in Punk Hazard, and Zoro ran through her and scared her to death. And Zoro ran through Pika. We haven't seen a real challenge to scale where Zoro is yet. Zoro might take a huge jump after Wano. I'm not saying kill Kaido, even though a lot of people are saying kill Kaido. But Zoro might take a huge, huge, huge jump after this. Maybe rivaling with Luffy's.
I can see it. I mean, yeah, he hasn't done anything. He literally hasn't done anything. You have to ask why. So
he hasn't had to.
Then why is Oda keeping him like that?
Yeah, and remember, we're in the land of samurai, which is gonna be Zoro's. The main people are gonna be Kid and Luffy and Law. But this is the Zoro land, just like Hokage Island is the Sanji land. Even though Sanji didn't really get his moment to jump up in the ranks, which I really wanted him to. And they just baked the cake. That made me so mad. I was like, oh, Sanji's gonna do something hard. And then they could bake the cake and got bitched out by his family.
That's his passion, though.
Son, but he could already do that. I want to see Sanji grow. That nigga's like, oh, we gotta make a cake for Big Mom. Oh, we gotta try harder. I said, nigga, I know you're good. We knew you were good so many arcs ago.
Zoro's that man you want in your corner.
I'll take both of them, but Zoro for sure. Zoro for sure.
Who do you think he's gonna show out on?
You know what I think would give Zoro a huge jump is if Zoro actually took down one of the commanders himself. Anyone, King, Queen, or Jack, which a lot of people are saying Zoro's gonna fight King, which would be huge alone if Zoro took down King, because King is Kaido's number one man. Well, number one commander is King, and that's a huge, huge deal. It's like Zoro killing Katakuri. But if Zoro could take down any of the commanders and land one of the main lethal blows, or even the first like real blow against Kaido, which he might, because he is Enma, which is known as the only sword to ever hurt Kaido so far. Which I don't think Zoro's gonna kill Kaido. I just don't. It's gonna be Kid, Luffy, and Law probably together. But I think Zoro might deal a huge, huge, huge first blow against Kaido, which might end up being the one that like, yo, we can't win without that, without any opening.
Yeah, he's gonna open up his Rene Sharingan, open his eye.
Ooh!
Chibaku Tensei, man.
If that nigga opens up a fucking Mangekyo and starts and he's Amaterasu, I say, yo, what? What's going on?
Like this video if you like Zoro, guys.
Like this video if you like Zoro. Alright, but we'll catch you guys. It's another break, because next week is Golden Week, so it's a break and everything. So another 2-week break, and then we'll be coming back with 979. Still in Onigashima. It's been smooth sailing so far for the Straw Hats and gang, so we know what happens at some point. At some point, shit is gonna go left, and I think it's gonna go left very, very fast. So we'll see. Until then, salute. Thank you.
Thank you.